Good morning, you guys. Welcome to Sophisticated Ignorance. I'm mad. I just recorded a whole episode and missed and deleted if somebody start calling. So that was crazy. But I know I haven't been on here in a while, you guys. I just been, you know, chilling, trying to get re-inspired, you know, since I'm an artist and shit. Y'all, I want to be an artist so bad. I keep using words like re-inspired and inspired, like, daily. So, it's kind of fucking weird. So, I just want to tell you about my situation at work. Y'all, this last night had to be about the fifth fucking time I almost threw my phone. Got that bitch up out of there. Because I thought it was my supervisor coming around the corner. So, we're not supposed to have our phones on the shop floor. Okay. So, I was already fucking violated. So, but I felt violated. I got this one coworker. I don't know what size shoe he wear. It has to be an 18. Because from the beginning of his toe box to, like, the ending of his shoelaces, it's a 2-minute grace period before you get to the shoelaces. So, before, that's like... Okay, from the toe box of his shoe to the heel of his shoe is like a fucking 4-minute grace period, bro. I'm telling you, this shoe long as fuck. It's the size of a baby fucking alligator. Matter of fact, it's the size of a 4-year-old human child. Like, the length of his shoe is fucking ridiculous. And let me tell you, I don't know if he has the same shoes as my supervisor, but the bitch walk corporately. The bitch, you walking... like you're walking on a corporate ladder. You need to slow your damn strides down. Slow your stride, your pace down. Because you walking like you the fucking supervisor. I mean, and he be walking light as fuck when he turn the corners. He be walking light as a motherfucker. Like, you would think he's walking no feathers. Like, you don't even see, till that, you see the toe, when you see, when I see the toe box, I automatically know I got a couple more minutes before the whole body come. You see what I'm saying? But when I see the toe box, I'm in shock. I'm like, God damn, it's my supervisor. I got to get rid of this fucking phone. So, I don't know what we're going to have to do. We have to get him a bell or something. Because the motherfucker walk light, but he's fucking... He's the strides is too swift. So, he needs to slow the fuck down. Like, I might tell him today, like, you about to send me into a fucking panic attack. Fucking A-field. Like... you have to slow this motherfucker down. It done been like, I'm telling you, I've been about to throw my fucking phone about 4 or 5, bitch. I got to throw that bitch somewhere under the damn machine. Like, I don't understand why he does that. And it's beginning to annoy me. It's beginning to really, really annoy me. I mean, he walking like you got somewhere to fucking be. Like, you just picking up fucking parts. Damn, he really annoys me with that, for real. So, you guys, I needed somebody to listen to my rant about that. And I'm always grateful for you guys. I want to touch bases on the Kanye West situation. But it's so many levels to it, like, it's too many levels. And when I, like... once I gather the information, well, I think I got all the information I need to really talk on it, but I want to make sure, you know, before I even put that type of energy out, I got to make sure I got everything. And I might touch on it, I might not, but because it's such a sensitive topic or whatever, I might touch on it, I might not, I don't know. But thank you guys always for listening. And you guys have a great day. Love you.